welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 4th. You'll be interested to know. 249 years ago today, in 1776, the Second Continental Congress, meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, adopted the Declaration of Independence, proclaiming the 13 American colonies' separation from British rule. This momentous decision laid the foundation for the United States of America, inspiring countless individuals worldwide to pursue freedom and self-governance. The Declaration of Independence remains a powerful symbol of human rights and the enduring spirit of liberty. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing consistent conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 mph, keeping the surface a bit bumpy as the day progresses. Afternoon conditions may shift to semi-choppy as winds increase slightly. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot outgoing high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 17 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 3 foot at 6:15 a.m., with a 2-foot low tide at 10:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday features clean morning conditions with waves ranging from 2 to 5 feet, ideal for all skill levels. Light northwest winds maintain smooth surfaces early, while afternoons shift to fair and choppy conditions, especially on Monday. Expect some occasional shoulder-high sets, particularly in the afternoons, but overall, the mornings provide the best surf experience before winds increase. This morning, it's cloudy, and it feels like 69 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8:04, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:46. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny Independence Day, with temperatures reaching around 68, along with a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, with a low of 64 and a gentle breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday with highs around 69 to 70. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s to upper 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California lawmakers have recently voted against a proposal that would have extended an eviction grace period for tenants falling behind on their rent. Senator Ayesha Wahab urged her colleagues to consider struggling families, suggesting that 2 weeks would allow tenants to seek assistance. Despite her passionate plea, Senate Bill 436 failed to advance out of the Assembly Judiciary Committee, highlighting the ongoing challenges progressive Democrats face in supporting renter protections. Tensions within the Democratic supermajority were evident as some members sided with Republicans, illustrating the complexities surrounding California's housing and rental crisis. Now on to sports. Cristiano Ronaldo has signed a groundbreaking contract with Saudi Arabian football club Al Nassr, valued at approximately $700 million over 2 years, making it the highest average annual salary in sports history. This lucrative deal includes a yearly salary of about $244 million, a signing bonus of $33 million, and a 15% equity stake in the club. Ronaldo's perks also feature private jet credits, sponsorship packs worth $82 million, and a dedicated staff of 16 individuals, including drivers and chefs. With no income tax in Saudi Arabia, Ronaldo's earnings reflect a remarkable shift in sports contracts. In local sports, today at Petco, the Friars host the Texas Rangers in Game 1 of a 3-game series. Kumar Rocker, with a 6.13 earned run average, faces Randy Vasquez's 3.84. The odds favor the Friars at minus 120. Expect sunny skies and 76 degrees in San Diego for a first pitch at 6:40. In top news, thousands of airline passengers were grounded on Thursday as French air traffic controllers began a 2-day walkout, protesting working conditions and triggering numerous flight cancellations right at the start of the summer vacation period. France's Civil Aviation Agency requested airlines to reduce flights at major airports, including Paris, Charles de Gaulle, Orly, and Nice. Ryanair canceled 170 flights, affecting over 30,000 passengers. EasyJet followed suit with 124 cancellations on Thursday and an additional 150 on Friday, impacting roughly 20 to 25,000 passengers daily. The strike continues into Friday as concerns mount over understaffing and outdated equipment. In business news, in a revealing look at America's pizza economy, sales trends indicate lower-income consumers are being priced out of their favorite meals. While higher-end pizzas continue to attract diners, sales at major chains like Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut fell in the first quarter of 2025. The average price of a large pizza now stands at $18, reflecting a nearly 30% increase since 2019. As inflation pressures mount, chains are launching value menus to lure back customers. However, rising ingredient costs and economic uncertainty pose challenges for all consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% for the week to about $110,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 3% to $2.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a remarkable discovery, doctors have identified a new blood type called Guada negative in a French woman, marking the 48th known blood group system in humans. The woman from Guadeloupe was found to carry a unique genetic mutation during routine testing in 2011. Researchers revisiting her case in 2019 sequenced her genome and confirmed she is the only known carrier of this blood type. Discovering new blood groups offers patients with rare blood types a higher level of care, said the French blood establishment. This breakthrough expands our understanding of human blood types, which now encompass a total of 48 systems. And in entertainment news, this year's San Diego Comic-Con, the mecca for geek culture, will notably lack major franchises. Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers Legendary, Sony, Lionsgate, and Paramount are all skipping the iconic Call 8, which is known for significant franchise announcements. This absence is intriguing, given the superhero genre is at a pivotal moment, especially after recent disappointments like Marvel's Captain America: Brave New World. While some studios will still present, including Universal Pictures and Amazon MGM Studios, the overall lack of superhero content raises questions about the effectiveness of Comic-Con as a marketing platform. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights activist and author, Alice Walker. And she said, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.